I noticed the other day that Rick Perry mentioned that the Lord had made it clear to him that he had chosen the governor to be president of the United States. Ordinarily, I'd have said, let's just cancel the 2012 election and install Perry on the throne. No point going against the will of God unless you really want pestilence, floods, and wildfires, all of which we got plenty of right now. But the trouble is, Michelle Bachmann got the same call to serve from, well, the same summoner. Bad reception, maybe? That, or the Lord is like me, a little more forgetful these days. And he's a tad older, so I can only imagine trying to keep it together when I'm, 500 billion years older than I am now, on the precipice already of dementia. But what are we going to do with a dead tie for anointee in waiting? Flip a coin and let one of them be vice president, maybe? Take turns the next 16 years? Check the message machine and see if one of those calls was a prank, Obama having a little sport here. The Lord works in mysterious ways, I know, but I suspect I'd hate to be called on and then find out someone else had too. Rick and Michelle got some hard head scratching, I imagine, and let's all hope Sarah is serious about not running. We sure don't need call number 3. I admit, I'm not the most religious guy on the South End. Live and let live is about as much rule and commandment as I can abide. So it worries me to have a couple of believers who think they got the news all right, straight from up above, but their reception may not be high-speed DSL and something might be getting lost in translation. We got GOP debates ongoing, so maybe we can get this cleared up. Meanwhile, I'm going to figure maybe God doesn't get involved in primaries. That, or the Hindus got it right after all, there's plenty of gods to go around, maybe even one who roots for the other side.